Rodrigo, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. Thanks for having me.
So to start off with, for those of us who might not be completely 100% in the political spectrum of US politics, what is Congress and how is it different to the regular political presidential race?
Well, Congress is essentially the American federal parliament. So it is the place that the institution that holds all legislative powers. So essentially every bill, every proposed law that needs to be approved in the United States needs to be approved by Congress. Now, they elect the members of Congress together with the president, even though congressional elections happen every 2 years. During a presidential year, the elections happen together with the presidential elections.
So would it be fair to compare it to the Senate, I guess? That's the sort of vibe I'm getting.
Say that again?
Sorry, would it be fair to compare the Congress in the U.S. to the Senate here?
It would be comparable to both the Senate and the House.
Okay.
So the American Congress is also divided in two chambers. One is called the House of Representatives and the other is the Senate. So they also have a lower and a higher house. The difference is that they're both elected with a winner-take-all electoral system. So in terms of the election itself, they are both pretty similar to the election of the House of Representatives here in Australia.
Okay, so how much power does the Congress actually have in the states?
It's essentially the most powerful institution. I know we are used to thinking about the president as being the most powerful individual in the American political system, and this is absolutely true. However, the president cannot govern without Congress. Every proposal that the president wants to bring forward, any item in their political agenda, anything we'll hear the candidates talking about today in the debate can only become true, can only happen if Congress approves of those proposals. So ultimately, it is the institution with the most power in the American system.
So the congressional elections are actually happening in November, which I suppose has been swept up in amongst the Trump versus Hillary debacle that is happening at the moment. What do the congressional elections actually involve?
Well, essentially, when voters go to the polling booth to vote for the president, they will also have an extended ballot where they will vote for their members of Congress. So every American elects one member of the House and two members of the U.S. Senate. So when they go vote, they will also vote for a member of the House and the Senate. Now, the congressional elections, I know they don't get a lot of attention in the media because it gets all swallowed by this whole circus of the presidential election. But they are actually more important than presidential elections because they determine who will actually control the legislative power in the country.
So in terms of actually, yeah, as you said, controlling the legislative power, how's it looking at the moment? I mean, as I said, the election's not till November, so it could be a bit early yet, but how's it looking so far?
Well, the one interesting characteristic of the American Congress is what we call the incumbency advantage. Essentially, about 90%, and I repeat, 90%, almost all members of Congress get reelected when they run for reelection.
Oh, wow.
So right now, and I'm talking about year after year, I've done analysis in the last 60 years, and that is confirmed, about 90% of members get reelected. So right now, the House is controlled by the Republican Party with a majority of about 50 or 60 seats, and the Senate is controlled also by the Republicans with a 10-seat majority. What we experts think is that the Democrats might be able to gain some terrain in the Senate, but we are looking at a very close race there as well. Probably out of the 100 seats in the American Senate, the Democrats may be able to control 49 or 50. So we might be actually looking at a 50-50 split between the two parties.
Oh, wow. So if this 50-50 split were to happen, what sort of effect would this have on the new president?
Well, with a 50-50 split, what happens is that the vice president of the United States, whom we hardly think about most of the time, right, actually is also the president of the Senate. So what happens is that in case of a tie of 50 votes against 50 votes, the vice president is given what they call the tie-breaking vote. So the vice president regularly does not vote in the Senate, but when there is a tie, the vice president has the right to vote and can break that tie. So in essence, if there's a 50-50 split, whomever controls the White House will also control the Senate.
Rodrigo, it's an absolutely fascinating issue. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thank you for having me.